Helping Hand, weekly feature here on HPR One Station statewide. We try to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are facing special needs. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Ala Kuola. According to their website, nonprofit organization, primary focus is to assist victims of domestic violence in obtaining a temporary restraining order, and they offer other valuable services. We're grateful to learn more. We've got the executive director, Ed Flores. Ed, thank you very much for coming.
Hi, Dave. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me here today. We provide services to victims of domestic violence, and we also feature a violence prevention program called Coaching Boys Into Men, created by the nonprofit in San Francisco called Futures Without Violence. So we're engaging this program with local high schools here in Hawaii. And the reason for coaches to deliver this curriculum to young men, because coaches have this unique relationship with their athletes. We have had community organizations come to us also. So what we have done is tailor the curriculum.
That seems like a great conduit to get to the kid.
Professional athletes, what they do, what they say, are very much emulated by these young men. The program is directed at the young male athletes for dating violence. A lot of times these young athletes, these young men, do not know appropriate behavior with respecting women and girls.
Maybe even more of a disturbing situation, the one with the Honolulu police officer, regardless of whether charges came out. And the video just doesn't look, you know, I think it put a really bad taste in a lot of folks' mouth.
Right. Just the appearance of it all. What you did see.
To be abused by anyone, but if it's a person in authority or someone in popularity, and that leads me to the difficult work that you offer for folks. Let's talk about what people come to you for when it comes to these.
Okay, Dave. What happens is usually when there's a domestic, whether there's violence, threats of violence, they usually come to our office to obtain what we call a temporary restraining order. A lot of people say it's just a piece of paper, but it is this piece of paper, which is a court order issued by the family court judge, which is enforceable.
So when you hear about so many times when people end up having an abuser violate the restraining order,
I think for the most part,
they work.
Yeah, they work. We see people on a one-to-one basis. Well, we'll go through them step by step, question by question, and we can't tell them what to say. You know, it's not our restraining order. But we'll help them to at least articulate the argument so they can explain very clearly to the judge. Many times they come in, and it's a really emotional point in their lives. So
sure. I get this now. You help them craft an effective presentation to get their defense.
Right.
Any kind of financial requirement?
No, there's no financial requirement. We don't charge any fees. Basically, I guess you might say we do two things. On the extreme side, we provide the TRO in the abusive situation and violence prevention. On the other side, we give them all the curriculum that they need, any technical assistance. There's no charge for this either. We provide all the materials, and we're looking to expand the program with maybe basketball, baseball, or whatever program.
So any kind of sports programs that are out there that coaches or people in education are involved in, you'd be interested in hearing from them about incorporating this.
Sure. And as you mentioned earlier, a band program. And I know that these coaches realize that, you know, the messages that they're providing are just powerful messages.
Right.
And they set the tone. They set
right.
the so, example.
Exactly. And that becomes something that could end up being how you treat your wife, your kids, your neighbors, the rest of us in society.
Absolutely.
What are ways we could help you?
Well, we're always looking for funding.
In addition to dough, what other stuff?
Getting the word out.
Volunteers?
Volunteers, if they're interested.
How can people get involved if they don't have money, but they're interested in maybe supporting it in some way? What are key roles that you could use help?
One of the key roles they could use is come out to schools maybe, talk to the coaches, talk to the players.
Coaches kind of become opportunities for guest mentorship spots, if
right.
you will.
Right. The TRO is for Honolulu. As for Coaching Boys, we'll take it throughout the state. Anybody who's interested, and again, there's no cost. We pick up our own airfares.
808-545-1880, alakuolahawaii.com. And that's A-L-A-K-U-O-L-A, Hawaii.com.
Right.
The other organization, which we've been talking about, where you get the curriculum, futureswithoutviolence.org. We have all this information, as we do with all of our Helping Hand guests, at hawaiipublicradio.org. He's the executive director, Ed Flores, we've been speaking to today on Helping Hand.
You know, when we provide this curriculum, they get it. They do get it. As we stress to them, it's just a matter of implementing it. Just implement it in your lives. And I always tell them, if there's one thing that you remember, respect. Respect girls and women. Respect yourselves. Respect your peers. Respect everyone.
I hope that this serves some purpose for you. I really do appreciate your time today, and thanks for coming down to the radio station.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much.